Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday on our 8 o'clock hour, we welcome our own Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst, who also wears many hats, one of which is being a father. Hope you had a nice Father's Day weekend. You're telling me it was a typical weekend.
It was fatherly. It was the type of things that fathers do. It wasn't the grilling type of things that fathers do. It was the running around and I love you and let's talk and let's do sports and let's work on your skills. It was a fatherly weekend, which of course, if you're a dad, you get it, you love it, and it's the kind of thing that you cherish. It's a little tiring sometimes, but you still cherish it.
There was a moment yesterday when I was alone walking through Lowe's.
And it was literally a moment.
Yeah, it wasn't long, but there's something about that moment in Lowe's where you look around and you go, I didn't know I needed that. Oh, look at that. Oh, I could get one of these. It's exciting. It's exhilarating. And then you leave and you didn't get what you came for. So anyway.
We've all, as dads, been there, done that as well.
All right. That said, what a weekend. You talk about politics. The politics of the yin and the yang. First and foremost, Saturday was Flag Day. It always has been, June 14th. It happened this year to be the 250th birthday of the United States Army. And I salute, you know, my father was in the Army.
My dad was in the Army.
Yeah, so I don't think the protesters were protesting the Army. Some people were confused by that and suggesting they weren't protesting the Army. They were protesting the fact that they had this big parade, and it happened to be the president's 79th birthday too, right?
Yeah.
And then planned was the No Kings protests, and over 1,500 cities participated around the country. Some of the turnouts were pretty impressive. So it showed literally, visually, how divided the nation is.
Yeah, and even if you listen to what the media coverage of the parade was on Saturday, the media made it a point after a while to say it's celebrating the 250th birthday of the Army and Donald Trump's 79th birthday. They made it a point to throw that in there, and I think to kind of assuage President Trump, which of course only riled up the No Kings protesters, in regards to we have no kings in this country, we have a constitution and the like. Now, with that said, with all the pushback against ICE, with some of the other protests that we have seen, with the things that are going on in Israel, some of the messaging with those protests in the cities got really amalgamated with like four or five different issues. So to your point, as far as divisiveness, Larry, it's people were divided not just on one issue, not like, you know, 50 years ago, people were divided on the Vietnam War or divided on civil rights. It seems as though America is divided on a myriad of different things that really has caused tensions to bubble up.
And that said, overall, it was relatively a peaceful weekend. Certainly was here in Pittsburgh. Mayor Ed Gainey was part of it and participating, and he will be our guest 24 hours from now to talk about that. In the meanwhile, the issue is ICE, they're saying, is kidnapping citizens. Some are citizens of the country without due process, and others who aren't citizens but aren't criminals. So I think a lot of people wanted to see something done at the border to stop people pouring over the border. And this goes back through both parties over multiple presidents. But now, ironically, because it's affecting industries like the restaurant, hotel, and farm industry, president's saying they're going to back off on that, but they're going to go after Democratic cities that are, you know, pushing back on ICE.
What's unfortunate, Larry, is a lot of the immigration issue has been politicized, even by the Trump administration. If you're trying to solve a problem, and people point this out about the Obama administration, that you had this uptick in deportations, you had this uptick in enforcement that was done with a lot less fanfare, that there are ways to get things done. Now, the problem that the Obama administration had was they had the supermajorities. They could have very easily done the uptick on deportations and fixed the immigration law. But politically, once again, back to politics, politically speaking, it was not expedient for him to do that when he had the numbers. And by the time he didn't have the numbers, he was caught in legislative quagmire for 6 out of his 8 years. Things just didn't get done.
Why did it bubble over now? Part of it may have been the quotas. They weren't happy with the number, and they just arbitrarily apparently said, we got to get more people. So that's crossed over in some people's minds into targeting criminals was supposed to be first and foremost.
But it's safer. It's safer to go to a church. It's safer to go to a school, and it's safer to go to a work environment to enforce this than it is to go after the criminals. The bottom line is criminals are criminals. They also, generally speaking, have weapons. So if you're going after just them, one, there's not as many. You know, that's the thing. If you're looking at the immigration numbers and you're complaining about the big numbers, they're not all, you know, rapists and criminals like Donald Trump said in 2015 on that escalator. So if you're going after pure numbers, at some point in time, you're going to go after people on student visas. At some point in time, you're going to go after people that got here illegally initially, but have been here for 25 years. And once you do that, it goes back to what you said before. You have some people that have been contributors to society, even if they got here illegally initially, even if that has been 2 decades ago, and you're mixing that up with people that actually have been causing problems in the United States.
We'll have more with Lenny McAllister coming up, and in the next half hour, I want to ask you about Juneteenth. I got a text from you that you shared with Aaron and I, and we'll share that with our audience. 18 in News Radio KDKA. From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, Paul Rasmussen.
Larry, we've just received some new information on that early morning fatal shooting during an apparent home invasion in Washington County. That's coming up at 8:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio KDKA.
Thank you, Paul. We continue our conversation with Lenny McAllister on the Big K Morning Show. Also, anticipated news on the deal with U.S. Steel in Nippon. We'll have more on that coming up. Meanwhile, let's dial back to the weekend. So what do you think is the end result of this, you know, divisive? You had the No Kings protests. You had the birthday army parade. And where do we go from here?
It's going to continue to stay divided. The issue is domestically, and you may even say this internationally as well, with what's going on with Israel and Iran and Ukraine and Russia, there's not a lot of folks trying to find common ground. You think about the Trump administration, the people that are pushing the type of policies that Donald Trump has been pushing since, you know, Donald Trump Part 2 started in January, and what the protesters are looking for. Where's the common ground between them? How do you figure out a solution, whether it's legislatively or culturally, that makes sense, that we can get past this point of tension? It's not there. You know, you brought up due process earlier. This is an administration that really kind of shrugs its shoulders and says, you know what, the courts can't really tell us what to do. We're the president. We're the executive branch. We have the right to protect the country. And they're using that excuse to be the thing to do a lot of things, in some instances, outside of our traditions, outside of constitutional precedent and the like. That's not really a position to have that's going to allow there to be a common ground. Either you believe in constitutionality or you don't. There is not a gray area on that. And as long as that stays that way, this tension's not going to dial back. And any type of misstep that the Trump administration has when it comes to immigration is only going to fire up the opponent, political opponent here in America even more.
Were you surprised to see outside of L.A. where the issue really escalated and turned into more than just protests, but were you surprised at the turnout? Some of these cities, it was pretty impressive, including New York. You would anticipate Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, but Texas, which is a very red state, a huge turnout.
Yeah, but Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, think about the numbers of Latino Americans and Latinos in those cities. I mean, we live in Pittsburgh. We don't have a big Latino population here. You go to LA, it's 50% Latino. You go to Texas, you go to Florida, you go to some of the border states, you go to Phoenix. The dynamics of diversity look much different. I am not shocked that those numbers were that high, but I want to make sure that we remember this as well. When it comes to politics and people getting elected, these are also opportunities to turn a lot of people out, get them fired up, and then to have an organizer pull them aside and say, hey, would you be willing to be a precinct captain? Hey, would you be willing to help register people to vote? This happened with the Tea Party in 2009, in the spring of 2010 with Kill the Bill and everything else that came up around Obamacare. All those efforts around those rallies led to the legislative and electoral victories that the Republican Party had in 2010. And even though they lost the presidency in 2012, they had in 2014. So don't be shocked if you hear about numbers going up when it comes to voter registration in some of these cities over the next 12 months based on protests like we saw over the weekend.
Why do you suppose the administration, and I don't think a lot of people saw this coming prior to the election, how did DEI get demonized and now the effort continues to wipe anything associated with it off the map, which diversity, equity, and inclusion seem like that's part of what the Constitution provides?
The Trump movement has been playing footsie with white supremacy since its inception. You think about what he said coming down the quote-unquote golden escalator in 2015. He didn't say we need to stop illegal immigration to keep our borders safe, to make sure the terrorists don't come in and we can have a rule of law in this country. He immediately started characterizing people coming from the southern border as rapists and criminals and then try to do the Donald Trump thing. I'll walk it back a little bit, but I kind of mean it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's been doing that ever since. Let's go back to Charlottesville in 2017. Good people on both sides. And people say, well, that's not quite what he said. But he was giving cover for people that were literally chanting chants that were used against the Jews. They will not replace us. In 2017, the old Tiki Torch March. That was almost 10 years ago. So this is something that's been going on with this movement. They have been dangerously close with giving cover for racist and people that are just full of hatred towards others for a long time. This is not a surprise. This is nothing new. And now that they have a second term and momentum, you see that the focus has immediately pivoted towards going and pushing back on some of those initiatives based on the rhetoric we heard not that long ago.
Well, how do you feel about that as a Republican and a man of color at the same time, when it seems like achievements of minorities are being now erased in many cases?
They're being attacked. They're not being erased. I would say that, number one. Number two, I would say as a Republican, I know my Republican history. I know my American history better than they do. And I know that Republicans, everything from the EPA with under Nixon to civil rights under Nixon to obviously the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment back to Lincoln. And we're talking about a 100-year span since then. You know, the MLK holiday being signed by Reagan. You know, we're talking about the late Colin Powell, another Republican. I know my Republican history in regards to standing up for what's right, standing up for the Constitution, understanding from Frederick Douglass to Colin Powell, there have been black Republicans that have stood for what's right in America. And I know that I can stand on that tradition comfortably, even if I have, you know, some knuckleheads in the Republican Party that don't understand that or completely stand against that. So it makes me comfortable doing that, even as we as a country have to look at this and say, okay, DEI needs to be once again about diversity, equity and inclusion, not didn't earn it. And then if we start talking about didn't earn it, we're going to have to look at people such as our defense secretary that went from being a weekend host, basically the equivalent of what I do on KDK with a little bit of military experience, jumping from that over four-star generals. So we have to understand that this is part of the mix. This is part of the us versus them that's been created over the last 10 years with the political dichotomy that we're seeing, but that we're both moving into a more diverse country while we're separating ourselves based on our differences, unfortunately.
Coming up, I want to ask you about Juneteenth, our newest federal holiday. Many people don't know that is a fact. And many states and cities have walked back in light of what's going on with DEI, what celebrations they had planned. We're with Lenny McAllister on KDK. This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard and Lenny McAllister, our resident political analyst, in studio every Monday in our 8 o'clock hour. Coming up on Thursday, it is the newest federal holiday, Juneteenth. Lenny, I'm willing to bet that if I went downtown Market Square, just ask random people what is Juneteenth, there'd be a percentage of people who wouldn't know what it is, wouldn't know it's a federal holiday that dates back to, well, it's recently become a holiday, but as you know, the genesis was Galveston, Texas, yep, in 1865.
Yeah. And again, they would see this as a DEI holiday that was just made up and didn't really exist before, and it's not really based on real history. But this goes back to what I said in the previous segment, you know, I know my history. I think more Americans need to understand all of American history. Try to do it in a way that's not intimidating, where we can learn the good and the bad about American history so we can learn from it and be better as a people. And I think that Juneteenth is an example of that. You know, the fact that everybody knows the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. They don't realize how long it took to get throughout what was then the United States of America, which was 1865, which is what the Juneteenth celebration is. Again, I want people to also understand that the Emancipation Proclamation was written in 1862, kicked into effect the beginning of 1863. The word didn't get down to Galveston, Texas until June of 1865. So when you start talking about that celebration, and there are uncomfortable things around that, Larry. There's the fact that there were Confederate soldiers, which was a separate country that no longer exists, that were trying to keep the slaves from understanding what transpired with Lincoln, especially at the end of the war. People forget the war ended in April of 1865. How come these slaves didn't find out about something that happened 2 years prior until months after the end of the war? So these are, again, uncomfortable things about our history, but through the federal holiday, we can celebrate, we can have some time together, we can have another summer holiday, but we can learn a little bit more about the difficult things that America has gone through to show that how strong we have been getting through them to be where we are right now.
Lenny, what do you say to people who say, well, that was old history, we don't want to make our kids feel bad about things that they weren't responsible for?
People say that about everything. I can do that about, you know, the Holocaust. You know, we continuously talk about the Holocaust. The Holocaust continues to go back. We continuously talk about Pearl Harbor. You know, it's not as if we don't have Asian Americans that might look on that and say, okay, those were not, that wasn't my people. Why do we continuously talk about that? We can do that about every single aspect of history. History is for us to learn from, understand the mistakes. I mean, heck, sexism existed. Should we not talk about sexism that existed throughout history so that our boys and our men can end up being better men moving forward? Do we not talk about that? I mean, if we're intimidated to talk about the things that we had to work through as people, set aside Americans. If we don't talk about the things we had to work through as people, how do we become better people? How do we not repeat history? That's what people are missing. You can teach these things in a way and have them not feel bad about themselves. That, again, it was not them. It was a different era. But there are lessons to take for everybody that we can learn through. Look, I got to teach my boys how to be good men towards ladies at 12, at 14, at 19, at 25. And sometimes I have to talk to them about what other women went through in history so that they understand not to repeat that. What's wrong with that?
What about schools that have taken history out for that reason of their curriculum? In other words, we're not going to talk about that because it makes the kids uncomfortable.
I think it's wrong. I think there are ways to help teachers learn how to teach that curriculum at an age-appropriate level with a level of sensitivity. I think that you can do it without politicizing it. I think there are some instances, Larry, where it has been politicized. Now, you can't come in and say, you know, white people are oppressors and all white people hate all black people. Because if you go to the abolitionist movement, it wasn't just all black people, because a vast majority of black people were obviously enslaved. You needed some free people with money and access to laws to move things along the right way. That obviously included white people in the 1800s. It included white people in the 1900s, and it includes white people today. There are ways to teach this without going too far one way or another. But it goes back to what we talked about earlier in the hour. We're so divided as a country that we teach things and we talk about things emotionally, not culturally. We don't do it academically or intellectually, and we sure as heck have a hard time doing it spiritually. And when you don't do it those ways and you just lean on emotion, it's going to be a lot harder to get to truth and to get the lessons learned.
How do you respond to people who suggest DEI was just a way to check boxes and it unfairly tipped the scales and didn't necessarily mean a person had qualifications to do a job?
I will say that, number one, that they're wrong. They don't understand history. I think that people that think that a lot of folks gained land in the South forget that people were oftentimes intimidated off of their land. There's a great migration from the South to the North. And all that means is a bunch of black people were so intimidated for their lives that they left their possessions, including land, including homes, including money, and they went hundreds of miles away to save their lives. Well, who benefited from that? The people that stayed in that region. And oftentimes, those were poor white people in Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia and Louisiana that benefited from that. That land stayed in their families for three and four generations. Did they earn that, or did they intimidate people out of that? Again, we can talk about the types of things that transpired. Doesn't mean we have to castigate anybody currently, but we have to understand history. So again, there have been instances where intimidation, fear, violence, murder has led to people getting ahead. We have twisted laws, and people forget that Jim Crow disadvantaged some people, black folks, which means that some people were at an advantage for 100 years. It was the people that benefited from Jim Crow. So for those that sit there and say, well, DEI is just checking a box, they ignore all these other things in American history. And it's unfortunate, because we have a rich history to learn from, even the hard parts. And if you're not willing to do that, you're willing to repeat history, which is something that in a modern society, America simply can't do.
Coming up, final word with Lenny McAllister. We'll also check on the weather for the week. More of the same.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.